Good morning and a blessed All Saints Day to you. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is from Revelation chapter 7. The Reverend Jeff Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Two pictures of the church. St. John sees an innumerable multitude from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in hand, singing out in unison and in perfect harmony, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." The church is without division, without conflict, without worry. She has no anxiety over the future. She does not speak wistfully about days past. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne shelters them with his presence. They no longer hunger nor thirst, for their hunger and thirst have been filled. These are the saints in heaven, the church triumphant. Blessed are they. And then there's the picture Jesus paints of the church militant, the saints on earth. This is quite a different picture. They are poor in spirit. They have nothing to contribute, nothing to add to their salvation. They mourn. They have funerals and tombstones and anniversaries of death. They are meek, unable to assert their will or coerce anyone into their ranks. They are hungry and thirsty. Oh, do they hunger and thirst. Their struggle against sin is seemingly to no avail. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. It is not that they seek sin out or plan to sin, but still they sin. And they hate it. And they long for, hunger for, thirst for righteousness. They are merciful and pure in heart. They often make peace, often at the cost of their own lives. They do make peace. And yet, the world hates them, reviles them, makes up the most vicious lies about them, plots against them. They're different, refusing to give in to the world's wiles and pleasures, and so they are persecuted. Their congregations are scattered all over the world. And whether tens or tens of thousands gather, it is but a tiny, tiny fraction of their dispersed number. Blessed are they. Blessed are you. Blessed are you even when you don't see any blessings. Blessed are you when you are poor in spirit, emptied out, feeling altogether hopeless, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. All that emptiness is so that your Lord can fill you with something better, with himself. Blessed are you who mourn the death of loved ones who died in the faith, for you will be comforted. And not the kind of pseudo-comfort a Hallmark card delivers, but with the real comfort of their presence raised from the dead. Blessed are you who are meek, who happily work for others with no reward, for you will inherit the earth. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who loathe your sin, who know the bitter day-by-day struggle against the world and your sinful flesh, and who long to taste relief. You will be filled with a righteousness from outside of yourself. Blessed are you when people take advantage of your mercy, when people abuse your forgiveness, for you will be shown mercy. Blessed are you when you endure persecution and hatred and violence from friends or co-workers or even family members on the account of Jesus. The name you bear is greater than the persecution you endure. John saw what you cannot. He saw the fulfillment of what Jesus declared in the Beatitudes. He didn't just see the saints who had died up until that day while he was exiled on the island of Patmos. This is not Dead Saints Day. This is All Saints Day. John saw the whole church, the entire company of saints, those departed before him, those departed after him, and those who never died because the Lord Jesus returned while they were still alive. The song of the whole church is this: salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne. Trust your ears and not your eyes. What John tells you is real. What you see is passing away. Trust your ears and not your eyes. The Lord who preached the Beatitudes is he who speaks them into reality. John foretold your reality, and Jesus declares it to be. Blessed are you. He is the Lamb to whom belongs salvation. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Beatitudes that he preached. He is the most merciful, the purest in heart. He mourned for you, for all humanity lost and condemned for its sinfulness. He was persecuted, beaten, abused, nailed to a cross to die. The world reviled him, hated him, falsely said all kinds of evil against him. And yet he came to be the peacemaker, to settle the conflict between God and mankind that was nearly as old as the world, to put an end the sinful humanity's rebellion against its Creator, to bring the peace of sins forgiven. On the cross, when He died and gave up His Spirit, there was no poorer in spirit. At the moment of His death, the kingdom of heaven was perfectly displayed. All Saints' Day is your Easter, the guarantee of your resurrection. Though sorrow lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. The night of weeping will come to an end. The Lord Jesus, who died in order to forgive your sins, rose on the morning of the new day, the eternal eighth day of His creation. St. John has seen the fulfillment of that day. All the saints of God raised in the flesh to live with their Lord eternally. The dead we remember today are with the Lord, awaiting His return, awaiting the day of their resurrection and yours. They rest from their labors now, and they will rise with the Lord again. You will rise too. Whether Jesus returns before you endure this little death or after, whether before this day ends or after, whether before this sentence ends or after, you will rise. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too will live a new life. If we have been united with Him in a death like His, we will certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Your body will rise. The very body made a temple of the Holy Spirit when you were baptized, the very body that week after week ate the body of Christ, the very body whose ears heard the word of God, your body will rise. But you needn't wait until then to be reunited with loved ones who have departed before you, who have preceded you in the faith with apostles and prophets. The reality John saw already is, even though you can't see it. Jesus comes every Lord's Day. He comes to His holy altar with His very real body and blood. And even at this supper, you are reunited with those whose deaths you still rightly grieve. Though your eyes cannot see them, your ears know better. What does the Holy Liturgy tell you? There at the Lord's altar, around the precious body and blood of Jesus, are angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. All the saints, past and present and future, hymning their praises to the Lamb who was slain and who lives. There, in that meal that forgives your sins, you get a window into heaven, to the other side of the Beatitudes. Believe your ears and not your eyes. The Lord's altar is the most crowded place on earth. There, heaven and earth intersect as you eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Feast on food that has both won and delivers in that moment your victory over death. Therefore, blessed are you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.